make any formal statement about observance. What they have said is that we will welcome representatives, individuals or groups who will vote in the election. They want to come in if they wish, and if it's possible, we may invite somebody. But we're hoping to show the Secretary this morning there's a statement of presumption which calls attention to the commitments they have made, emphasizes the fact that they have offered to invite people in, that they just think it's possible for us to arrange. policy of encouraging the buildup of a militia devoted to the rally aid at the expense of the regular armed forces. As a result of this situation, we feel that we must consider seriously one, the prospect that unrest within will accelerate and cause a crisis, particularly unrest stimulated by the military fear that the time is against them. And we must consider, secondly, what it is in our interest to do overcome this framework. I think that there is also some reason for concern about Castro's influence. Valier has replaced some of his top officials with people who had Marxist or Communist connections. And there are some elements who might take advantage of chaos to move in this direction. I don't think we feel Valier has any particular principles. He would move in whatever direction suited his purpose in maintaining himself as power. Within this framework, we have, to some degree, encouraged dissatisfaction by a series of actions making clear, or trying to make clear, that we were not in full-hearted support of the Valier regime. This is clearly known to the Valier and to the foreign people in Haiti, I believe, at the present time. We have just taken some further steps, which will be interpreted in this way, although their basis was essentially technical problems with the aid programs. And I think it would be useful if Gray Martin explained just where you stand on economic aid, and then go and explain where you stand on military aid at the present time. Because these do affect not only our aid program, but the political situation in Haiti.
When Secretary Ball on July 21st signed off on the joint AIDARA recommendation on the cutting down to a hard core, we put in motion the cancellation of the Ordubanite area development and the Puerto Cura area development project. We decided to go ahead on the airport loan on the basis that we had to do something if we were to stay within the policy guidelines about the course of interest rate. This ends the advantages we understand of providing a jet ticket for the airport to be a suitable for future military use. We decided not to go ahead with the road project because this would automatically trigger an IDB loan, which was in a maintenance thing that would have come along after. We had canceled other parts of the program, leaving, in effect, those elements which are more of a humanitarian nature, the educational or rural educational project, which is small but fairly well-paced, the malaria eradication program, which is largely a jointly an international program under the WHO. We can phase our personnel down from current strength to ongoing strength of about 70 to about 36 over the next few weeks.
I want to say why we are in trouble there, the technical reasons.
Well, the technical reasons are that on the the use of personnel, there has been a progressive, both on equipment and personnel, a diversion of the resources for purely political uses of the Duvalier regime. Because of this, actually, the Ordubanite and the Puerto Cura suspension will not really be noticed because, in effect, they had been suspended for quite some time while this technical issue was in debate.
Did we make a commitment of funding the last year in regard to what both the projects will be trying?
It's a question of whether it actually was a commitment on the airport loan and the highway loan. They were discussed.
I think that was a commitment.
We are in the subject at
the time. But it was
they understood it as well.
It was a commitment, Mr. President, that had certain conditions attached to it, that the Haitians were to perform in connection with the loans. They were to meet normal requirements established for loans of this type. And one of the serious difficulties we have had with the Haitians is that they have violated written assurances on the diversion of equipment, as Mr. Martin said, in the past and the opposition to it will look upon it as evidence of our
fucking is that doing?
The opposition, it's hard to see numerical figures at present, but it is very widespread. It is centered in the business community, in both of the military sectors and among intellectuals.
And what about the RIAA?
that he was interested.
Yeah, but apparently he's had it now. There's a man here in Washington named Robert Bazile, with whom we've been in touch with the suggestion of the department, who also has a plan of action. He has four cells, one in New York, one in Washington, one in Caracas, and one sort of in Puerto Rico, Santo Domingo. Whether this
he works for the Pan American Union.
He works for the Pan American Union. He's sort of an exile from Haiti. His family, though, is still there, a wife and four children, which makes this kind of complicated.
Excision 4, 30 seconds excised.
He's done fairly full reporting on people that come in and names of people that are
historically good contacts. He started evaluating.
But 3 weeks ago, they had a long, well, he saw him on the 23rd of July with General Mira. They had a long succession at that time.
They're in contact. I mean, there's no break.
Excision 5, 30 seconds excised.
Great master of the people who are nerds politically. I think that he can, he or any.
Excision 6, 9 seconds excised.
Thank you.
Excision 7, 27 seconds excised.